Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, I think a lot of people might be surprised to learn it, but now is the time, if you would like to have wildflowers coming up on your property next spring, now's the time to plant them, and in particular, bluebonnets.
That's true, yeah. And, you know, you can buy seeds, or maybe a friend has some or something like that, but you can buy them from your favorite nursery or over the internet.
I have read with bluebonnets, and I have I've had experience with this that was not the best in planting bluebonnet seeds, that they should be, is it pronounced scarified or scarified?
Scarified, I think.
Yeah, and there's a variant, but you have to kind of rough up the seeds in some way.
Yes, you can rough them up, you know, put them out on the driveway and drive over them, or, yeah.
Then bluebonnets may grow up in your driveway. But
you know, if you plant them, some of them will come up this year, and some of them will come up next year. So.
And that's a possibility, too.
Yes,
that might be a year.
3 years down the road.
Or a year late, but we'd like to have them when we expect them. I was reading an article about scarifying the bluebonnet seed, and there's all kinds of methods. Sandpaper,
or I think you can even put them in warm water overnight. Not hot water, but warm water.
Soaking the seed in warm water for a couple of days, yeah. Changing the water daily is what
right.
It said. Yep. But do something to loosen the seed up a little. Soften it up some before. So you don't plant these in the traditional sense of digging a row or anything. Obviously, you kind of toss them out there, but it's not just a matter of tossing them out there either, though, is it? So
it really helps if you're planting them in a small space or even in a flower bed, you know, to till the soil lightly, till it, and then plant them in rows or ever how you want to, and then kind of cover them with a little bit of dirt and keep them moist during the winter.
Mm-hmm. And then they actually start to come up. You may not notice it, but they come up in the fall and establish themselves.
Yes, bluebonnets, you'll actually see the little rosettes of the leaves, and they're very identifiable. And they'll sprout during the winter, but they don't do much, and then they really take off in the spring.
Yeah. What? How many pounds? How do you measure the amount of seed that you need for this?
Well, one time I did a calculation. I counted the amount in a teaspoon and then multiplied it by the teaspoons in a pound, and there was about 40,000 seeds in a pound. So if you buy a pound of seeds, probably about $20. You can plant a lot of bluebonnets.
Is that right?
Seeds.
And that would cover an area about how large?
Well, I don't know.
Large enough.
Yeah, probably an acre.
Yeah, and you don't worry too much about how the seeds land in the dirt, do you?
No.
Just scatter them out there.
You know, the highway department plants them alongside the road, and this trend was started by Lady Bird Johnson.
Yeah.
And it not only beautifies the scenery, but it also cuts down on the number of mowings they have to do per year, because you wait until the plants are mature and the seeds are dried out, and then you mow them down, and the seeds are there to come up next year.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. Right now we're talking about wildflowers and bluebonnets in particular. So a lot of the bluebonnets that we see on the roadside, it's not by accident that they pop up.
They're planted by the road department.
Yes.
And they just throw them out there. I don't think they rake them in or anything.
And
they're ideal for that purpose, because also they cut down on erosion and add nitrogen to the soil. Mm-hmm. They are a legume or a pea-type plant, and they have that ability to somehow accumulate nitrogen around the roots.
Mm-hmm. So when the bluebonnets go away and you do mow it down, you're left with what would otherwise appear to be grass or ground to cover.
Yes.
Anyway.
That fertilizes the grass, and it does better where there are bluebonnets or any clovers or vetch or anything like that that's a legume.
Are other wildflowers also ideally planted in the fall?
Well, my favorites are, of course, bluebonnets number one, the evening primrose, and then some of the clovers. There's a red clover that's real pretty, and Indian paintbrush. And those all do real well.
We planted Indian paintbrush a number of years ago and have had real good luck with that. And they started, we planted them in one particular area. Now they show up all different areas. Yeah. I guess the wind carries them or rain, whatever, washes away and carries the seed.
I guess so. They get scattered around.
Yeah. Which is great, but we then have to kind of avoid mowing those areas, so it gets a little complicated. The article I read out of the Longview newspaper said you better, with the bluebonnets, plant them in September. He was very specific about saying needs to be done in September.
That's the best time, yes.
Uh-huh. So now's the time.
Now is the time.
And probably that's probably true for the others as well.
Yeah, I would say so.
Get it done. All right. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Well, I always enjoy a good hot cup of coffee.
Byron Chitwood, our Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.